So, Pilgrim, this morning I got a little story for you. Second Lieutenant Carl Marlantes, 23 years old. He had 40 Marines with him. He was in charge. So Marlantes had moved his men into the jungle. They waited for jets to bomb a hill at whatever North Vietnamese soldiers on that hill. They had to take care of that hill. They had to take it. Unfortunately, the jets came and they dropped their bombs on the wrong hill. And that happened quite often, I would imagine. So when Lieutenant Marlantes, he led his men out of the jungle, they were instantly under fire from all the machine gun positions on that hill. It hadn't been touched, unharmed. Well, Marlantes knew it would take only a few minutes before the enemy rockets and the mortars come down upon him. The entire mission ground to a halt as a U.S. soldier ducked behind downed trees and huddled in shell holes. Marlantes knew it was all over. Something didn't happen. Something didn't move. They didn't get out of there. He thought, if I didn't get up and lead, we'd get wiped out. He said, I did a lot of things that day. But the one thing I did that was most important is I stood up. In the middle of all that flying metal, all that shrapnel, I started up that hill. I simply ran forward up that steep hill, zigzagging for the bunker all by myself, hoping my own soldiers wouldn't hit me in the back while I was running. It's hard to zigzag, you know, running uphill, loaded down with ammunition and grenades. But then in the midst of his solo charge up the hill to take out the enemy, Marlantes suddenly saw some movement in the corner of his eye, back behind him. It was a Marine. He was about 15 yards behind him, zigzagging, falling up and running again, getting up and running again, and immediately behind him a long, long, ragged line of Marines came moving and weaving up the hill behind him. Behind the lines were spots of crumpled bodies lying where they'd been hit. Some were making it, some weren't. They'd all come with me. Everyone was intermingled, weaving, rushing, covering, taking on each hole and bunker one at a time in groups. We, the group, just rushed forward all at once. We couldn't be stopped. Just individuals among us were stopped, but we couldn't be. I was we, no longer just me. Pilgrim, step forward. Move. There's a message here. If I don't move, no one's gonna move. If you don't move, no one's going to move. Someone's got to take the first step. Someone's got to move. Well, think on that. God bless. Have a blessed day.